Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
You know, Jess, back in November and December, we heard a lot on the podcast about the Best Is Yet to Come episodes.
Yeah, we heard from the writers, directors, sound designers, and a few of the actors.
But so far, we haven't heard from the people who created the technology to bring Eugene's voice back. That changes today.
It will. But first, here's the latest news.
...2024 is the year of the 1,000th Adventures in Odyssey episode, and we're celebrating in many ways.
I've heard a thing or two about that. The live event, actors coming to Colorado Springs, 6,000 new friends.
But we have another way we're celebrating. Since we're an audio show, we don't always have visual evidence of all the hard work and amazing stories that have been produced over the years. It's time to change that. We're calling it One Grand Tribute. If you're an Odyssey fan...
And who isn't?
...who has an artistic side...
Yeah, and who doesn't?
...this is how you can contribute to the 1,000th celebration. Our goal is to create 1,000 images, one for every single episode. We want crayon sketches, pencil drawings, paintings, digital renderings, photography...
Wow.
...whatever you can do. Let's show the world a glimpse into each wonderful story of Adventures in Odyssey.
That's a lot of artwork. And I know some kids and adults who would be very interested in contributing.
Only one submission will be accepted per episode, so claim your favorite now. Your artwork will appear on the official Odyssey social media channels, the Odyssey YouTube page, and even One Grand Party itself. Sign up today at adventuresinodyssey.com.
That's great. You know, I can't wait to see what our fans create. But, why did that music fade out?
Because we're finished with the announcement?
But wait, there's more latest news. Album 76, Keep It Together, is coming to download on February 1st. You can get your own digital copy on iTunes, Amazon, and the Focus on the Family store.
This album released first to the club, but we haven't talked about it too much here on the podcast.
To avoid spoilers.
Let's hear a preview now.
In Adventures in Odyssey's album 76, Keep It Together, experience the critical choices.
So, what's the plan, Emily?
Now comes the real test.
We were wondering what you would think about possibly
joining the band!
Are you saying you want me to be a spy?
Yeah.
Crisis moments.
We have a show to do.
Maury Rydell, you're under arrest.
Uh-oh.
What is it? He's in the bedroom. Hide.
Don, obviously something very fishy is going on here.
You must do what is right.
It's time to get to the truth.
And heartstrings.
Please let me help you.
I want us to help each other.
Because I care about you. A lot.
Like I said, for you, I'd do just about anything.
I am very, very proud of you.
I love you, brother.
I love you too, sis.
It's all in album 76, Keep It Together. Available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club and download. Coming soon to CD. Find out more at adventuresinodyssey.com.
These episodes got some great reactions in the club, Jess, and I can't wait to talk about them in the months ahead.
If you're waiting, the album's coming to CD in March and the radio and online in April.
Now let's turn our attention to Eugene's voice in The Best Is Yet to Come.
As we learned a few podcasts ago, the Odyssey team asked a company called Respeecher to recreate Eugene's voice for us just for these episodes.
And we also shared that this company's based in Ukraine, a place that's been on our minds a lot lately. I recently talked with Vitaly Knyer, head of delivery at Respeecher. Vitaly was on a Zoom call from across the world, and English isn't his first language, but I think our listeners will really enjoy hearing how the team over there created those lines for us, the technology behind it, and what's going on in his world day to day.
I know, I can't wait to hear it.
We've been talking a lot about The Best Is Yet to Come, and this morning I am privileged to have on the phone with me live someone who's been instrumental in that process of bringing Eugene back for a suitable farewell. His name is Vitaly. He is in Ukraine, and Vitaly, it is evening where you are right now. Are you a day ahead of us or a day behind us?
I'm ahead of you. So good morning for you, good evening for Ukrainians.
Well, Vitaly, of course, are with Respeecher, and we've mentioned Respeecher to our fans. Let them know what it is that you do. But we'd really love to hear it from you, because there's no substitute for getting it from the source. How did the Respeecher technology get its start?
Yeah, so the idea arose in 2015. Like at that time, there have been a lot of instruments, AI instruments for visual effects, like to bring someone's face into the movie, but not a lot to do the similar stuff about the sound, about their voice. And they were developing and elaborating the idea in the spare time. And later in 2018, Respeecher has been founded. And from the very foundation of Respeecher, our goal was to bring this technology, this new technology, these new instruments to Hollywood, to movies, as I mentioned before, and create synthetic voice of that quality that it can pass the most pickiest sound engineers in Hollywood.
And we've got pretty picky ones here, too. You've done a great job. Describe in layman's terms how the Respeecher process works. I mean, how do you and the team create new lines for a character the way you did for Eugene and have them sound so authentic?
Yeah, so to start with some context, so we do voice conversion. That means that we can enable one person to speak in the voice of other people, like to use other voices. For this purpose, we use neural networks or AI, we call them models. And our models, they learn to reproduce a specific person's voice. And the way it works from the process point of view, we have a bunch of proprietary models for these AI neural networks that work in slightly different ways and provide different results. So we take that and in order for the model to learn the voice, we need to provide it with the data. So this like previous recording, if it's deceased people, for example, with one of our projects was of Mark Hamill, young Luke Skywalker, where we brought back his voice that was recorded like 40 years ago. So we take the recordings from that targeted period of targeted age or certain like other conditions, and we provide this data that's called training material. We provide it to the model, so it learns this data. Then the delivery team members, they do the conversion. So we like in order to produce new lines, we need another actor to say these new lines. So we take these new lines that are read by another actor and we pass it through the model. So it converts it. And on the output, we have same rhythm, same cadence, same emotions, but like if it was said by a different person, like mm-hmm. Luke Skywalker 40 years ago. The delivery team, it consists of professional sound engineers. So they have experience in dubbing, in sound design, in musical industry. So they combine their knowledge, their experience with a new tool. And that's why we have results that are indistinguishable from human speech, and it saves all the nuances of human speech.
Yeah. When you received our training data from earlier performances of Eugene, what was your impression of it?
In your case, we have a different category of these projects. You have like really high expectations and high requirements from the output because of the nature of the project, right? That's audio drama, radio drama. Mm-hmm. Because even in films, you can hide some imperfections behind music or reverberation, or you know, you can apply a lot of tricks. But if you are so exposed to the audience, you have just sound, just the voice, then yeah, it's quite a challenge.
Yeah. Talk about the difference between text-to-speech and speech-to-speech and why that difference is important to a performance.
Right. So text-to-speech, that's like another AI tool. It can learn the voice, but the difference that as an input for the text-to-speech, you use just text, right? And it lacks something. And you can say that it's text-to-speech after listening to a couple of sentences, because like you can say even one word with in so many different ways, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
All right.
So, and this context is like it's missing for text-to-speech. And in our case, speech-to-speech, we have not just text, we do not remove the actor from that process. We have another actor who can play this role, but for some reason we are missing the right voice. So you can think of this like an extension to human capabilities, to voice actors' capabilities. Like if you can perform like this certain character, like a small girl or a senior person or, I don't know, a tiger, then we, the speecher, can supply you with the right voice. And you can, and your voice will be converted to, and will be, your timbre will be changed accordingly as if it was said by that certain person or character.
Mm. Vitaly, when we deal with a technology like this, it is so powerful and has so many wonderful uses, and yet could be abused by somebody who had a different agenda. And surely your company has thought through that. The folks have tried to, I'm sure, preserved a certain amount of integrity about the use of this powerful tool. Can you talk about that and maybe some of the safeguards that you've put into place?
Oh, sure. So we are ethics first AI company. So we have a bunch of these safeguards in different places, of starting from we do not sign the contract before having the permission from the voice owner or IP owner of this voice. So that's step number one. Then step number two, and like due to the domain that we have selected, like Hollywood movies, AAA games, like some things, the content that will be produced and will be exposed to big audience, you know, like beforehand, you know the purpose of this project, like what lines that will be there created. So that's another like safety from our side. And also we tend to work with big companies that don't want to misuse the technology. So that's talking about speecher. That's like the way we position ourselves. That's how we select clients. That's how we apply the technology. Sometimes we do not accept some clients if they do not pass these ethics filters. But talking more broadly about the tech itself, of course, it can be misused. But that's up to human. I mean, that's just another tool. And it's up to us, up to companies who use this tool, up to developers who develop new tools and expose it to public, what safety measures they put there and how users actually use it.
Sure, sure. Fire can be used to warm our home or it can burn it down, either way, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we know that throughout this process, our fans have been well aware of the conflict in Ukraine, and you have been in our prayers and will continue to be so. We were wondering if maybe you could tell us how these past 2 years have impacted you and your team, and maybe how we can continue to pray for you.
It's been tough. So, like the war, it's associated, but with informational chaos and sometimes even informational vacuum. You don't know what will happen, like in a few hours or tomorrow with you, with your family. So in this case, having something to do, I mean, some work to do, some projects to deliver, it helped us mentally, you know, to keep us, our head busy. That's very, that's very nice thing of, you know, keeping your head busy when the world is being destroyed around you. Sorry, that's my emotions.
Sure.
So yeah. During these 2 years, it kept us very focused, because in this situation, what do you do if you're not involved in direct fights with Russians? Then you need to work double hard. You need to keep your economy working. You need to donate. You need to help your friends. If you have work, if you have your like stuff to do, that's very nice.
Yeah. So how can we be praying for you as the conflict continues? And right now, at least when we're talking today, it doesn't look like there's any immediate end in sight. What can we be doing?
So this is this war is so huge, it adds up all the resources. So probably the best way to support Ukrainians at the moment would be continue collaboration with businesses, with Ukrainian business-based businesses. Yeah.
Well, we are praying for a resolution and an end to the battling. If there's anything that specific, you know how to reach us. You let us know what we can do to pray for you. And in the meantime, we just want to thank you for giving some of your time to be able to explain some of the partnership that we've had over this particular series of episodes. And I want to thank you again for the excellent work that you did.
Thank you.
That was really informative. You know, there's always so much going on behind the scenes that we don't even know about.
So true. And it's a good reminder to pray for people we haven't even met.
You can hear The Best Is Yet to Come as part of Album 75 on the Club, CD, and download.
And, as we announced earlier, you can hear Album 76, Keep It Together, in the Club, too. It's coming to download February 1st. But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
You can find out more about Album 75, 76, the live event, and the art tribute on our website at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.